every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAFAMOUSE MDA. MBA? Or NBA?
MDA.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the Masters of Business Administration.
No, D. D as
oh,
in
D.
Dog.
MDA. Oh.
Not B as in badass.
That's me. B as in badass.
Oh, yeah. You're bad to the bone.
B-A. Bad.
Bad to the bone. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce Bad. And this would be...
Shelley.
And special guest host with the most...
Marty.
Marty, the one-man party.
We liked him so much, we brought him back.
We liked him so back.
Thank you. Thank you.
So much, we brought him back.
Are you sure that's coffee you're drinking?
Well, you bought it.
Oh, then I know it's not coffee.
I'm drinking decaf tonight.
You're drinking decaf?
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Then our water bill won't go up.
Yeah, Marty's going to avoid going
to the toilet so much.
Marty's going to avoid going to the bathroom 310 times. What really worried me was when he was going to the bathroom the one time, he goes, I think there's somebody outside. I said, yeah, we're all outside.
Yeah, that would be you, Marty. You were out there.
I used to love it. You go like up to some house and there'd be people like, shh, I think there's someone outside. And I'm like, dude, there's an entire city of people outside. Nice. So how was your day, Marty?
My day was good. It was a lot of driving. Went to church.
You recently went to 28 miles across the sea.
I thought it was 26.
Okay, 26 miles across the sea.
Catalina
Island.
Went to Catalina for my birthday.
And find a meeting there?
Oh, yeah. Went to the little Alano Club.
They have an Alano Club on Catalina
Island
now. That's awesome.
Six people there. There was, it was just like any other meeting. There was alcoholics there, and everybody shared.
Sweet.
It's great.
I love Catalina. Catalina is like not that far to go, and it's like really like being somewhere. Did you rent a golf cart?
No, but you can go on the boat on your birthday for free, for fun
really?
And for free. Yep.
Damn.
That's
what I did.
Did
you take the catamaran?
Yes, trimaran.
Yeah, the trimaran. Oh, that thing's
it was fast.
Fast.
Hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah. Not too sure.
Didn't rent a golf cart. We went for a hike up into the mountains to the botanical gardens. Beautiful place.
Nice. Shelly.
My day sucked.
Yeah, mine too.
We lost our older dog today.
Yeah.
I mean, not lost like he left, but well, he did. Well,
this is the dog that we shared about just several weeks ago that had run off.
Yes.
A mile down the street.
And we were all freaked out. How the heck did he get so far away? And we found him. And we brought him home. And he got sick and passed away today.
Yeah. Like, really quick. Like, within a couple days. So.
Yeah. So I was not real happy today.
Yeah. It was a bummer. Other than that, my aunt
bummer?
And uncle are down.
Bummer did not begin to cover that. Bummer's like a mild word.
It was a tragedy.
Yes, it was an emotional tragedy for me, at least.
Me too.
You know.
I'm not a big one for crying much.
Well, you were today.
Well, and you know, first time I ever cried in recovery. Oh my God, this is so stupid. I'm watching
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
the Rankin Bass production of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Rudolph is going to the Island of Lost Toys, And I'm
Misfit toys.
I'm watching it, and all of a sudden I'm like welling up in my eyes. I'm like, none of these toys are going to anybody's homes. I'm like, and I'm looking at the doll. I'm like, what's wrong with the doll?
She cries grape jelly.
Yeah, you know what, though? And, you know, see, when I was a kid, though, crying grape jelly, that was awesome. You just, like, lick your own tears and, like, be happening.
Bring on the peanut butter.
Yeah, bring on the peanut butter, baby. Bring on the... Oh, my goodness. You know what that means?
What's that mean, Bruce?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
You're supposed to be dooting.
No.
Yes, I'm doing the boozy news. You are dooting.
I introduce.
Marty rocks.
I introduce the boozy news, and you're supposed to. No, you're supposed to.
You guys are dooting. You and Mark always doot, so it's you and Marty this time.
God's calling.
Yeah, actually, it was my guy James.
You blew the dudes.
Who works for me?
You blew the dudes,
and he knows we record.
That's probably why he calls.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
He
where
used
are
to be
we?
A show host, so it probably is why he calls. He's trying to F everything up. It's like those bastards,
okay.
They don't have me on the show anymore.
Kazoo alert. Right off the bat. Kazoo alert.
Okay.
It is the hero of the week. Okay, not so much, but all right. Anyway, before we do the hero, I forgot. We have shout-outs to Bill, Donald, Brian.
Who's Brian?
I don't know, but he's coming to our house.
And you don't know who he is?
Nope. We'll find out.
Soon.
He's a homicidal maniac. He's coming to our home.
Yeah, is he going to bring his axe?
Let's see, Brian. Now
this guy looks legit.
Deborah and Breezy tried to send me stuff today, and ladies, it did not come through. I got 404 errors when I went to the websites. They said page not found. So whatever you sent me didn't come through, so resend it.
Try and send
and
it again.
Not.
Yay, Breezy.
Who did you say?
Breezy?
Yeah. The Breezy?
Yes. Oh. She sent something. Oh,
so
and
finally,
Connor.
So finally she sends something.
I know, and it doesn't
and
come through.
And we can't get it.
And Connor. Connor sent us one. Connor
that
sent
should
us
be
an
good.
Awesome one.
Connor always sends,
yes,
like...
good ones.
Really interesting stuff.
Okay, the first one, the hero of the week, is Michael Garcia. He is a waiter at a Houston restaurant called Lorenzo's. He was waiting on... He had several tables. One of his tables, he had a couple of regulars. They're parents of a five-year-old child who has mild Down syndrome. The child regularly makes, like, small noises. Sometimes kids with Down syndrome make little clicking noises or happy noises, some people call them.
Right.
Well, he had another table that was not too far away from there, and they were complaining about the noise. So he moved them to another table. They complained
outside.
Again. No, the family that he moved complained again, and then the patriarch of that family, and I'm quoting here, said, "Special needs children need to go be special somewhere else."
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Ouch.
Whereupon the waiter, Michael Garcia,
dump a big tray of food on him.
Said, that his personal feelings took over, and he said to the man, "Sir, I will not be able to serve you or your family," and kick them out of the restaurant.
Because you're special needs people, apparently.
Yeah, so you
need
can
to
go
elsewhere.
And the you know, sometimes when waiters do stuff or employees do stuff on their own accord like that, the company isn't too happy with
company
it. But the
company backed them up, didn't they?
Yes, the restaurant completely backed him up. And
now, what restaurant is this?
It's called Lorenzo's. It's in Houston.
Everybody in Houston
so
that listens
to
the show,
Lorenzo's.
Go to Lorenzo's and tell them you heard about it on Recovery101.net. Possible
yes.
Sponsors.
I thought that was awesome. Okay. Dumb Facebook criminal of the week.
Dumb Facebook criminal of the week?
Yes. Jacob Cox Brown.
Three names.
In Oregon. He's actually from Astoria.
Actually, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful
place.
I've been through there. He ended up in county jail because he got drunk. He's 18 years old. Got drunk. Drove. And hit a parked car, which caused some damage, and then drove off. Then went home and posted on Facebook, "Driving drunk, classic, haha. But whoever's vehicle I hit, sorry."
Oops.
Smart man.
Yes. Well, interestingly enough, some of his friends called the police and turned him in.
Nice.
So they went on Facebook, saw his post, and then went and arrested him. Just
sweet.
A little tip for you. If you're going to break the law, don't post it on Facebook.
Because everybody's going to find out.
Yeah. Yep. It's almost like nowadays, I had a thing I was going to check in for Facebook from my phone. It says you want to use GPS to show exactly where you are. And all of a sudden I'm like, no, not really. Because it'll find something like using Google Maps that's like close to where you are. You could, but I don't want to enable my phone to always know where I am all the time. Because
right.
I get like weird Big Brother government.
I turned that function of Facebook off.
I get creepy about that.
Like, because you can go to your settings on Facebook and there's a little thing that says check me into places. You can turn that off and then if you're on your phone or whatever, it won't ask you if you want to say where you are.
Well, but see, you can check yourself into places is different than GPS saying exactly where you are. Because if I go and when I was at Starbucks today, I said, oh, I'm at Starbucks. And I looked, but it also showed everything that was in about 100 yards. You know, it said, are you at West Covina Nissan? Are you at Party City? Are you at Starbucks? Are you at Chase Bank? And I said, I'm at Starbucks.
Like when we were at Johnny Rockets the other night.
Yes.
Eating dinner.
Exactly.
And you had just been fed dinner by your wife.
Yeah, right when I got possible food poisoning from there. Dude, I was sick for 4 days.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
And I liked it. Johnny Rockets, you know what? I don't care if I got food poisoning from you. It was a good burger. It was.
Go Sponsored ahead, kill by. Me. I had fun.
It was a good burger.
Well, and you know, and you were, I mean, he slept, I think, about 20 hours a day for 3 days in a row.
It was just like after, I'd just come off like 2 weeks of doing meth.
Yeah.
You know,
was
I was
like
just
out. Okay, this is a very sad story. Dave Schneider.
I love the fact she kind of giggled a little while she said that.
Well, I mean, it's sad, but I mean, nobody died. It's just sad. He's a guitarist and a singer for a rock band called the Levies. It's a Hanukkah-themed rock band. Okay.
They do all Hanukkah songs?
I guess. I don't know. He
365 days a year?
He owns a 1965 Gibson ES-335, which is a classic guitar. It's
not
worth about
ten. I'm guessing not anymore.
It's worth about $10,000. They were on a trip. They were, you know, on a traveling from gig to gig, from Portland, Maine to St. Petersburg, Florida, and their flight was diverted for bad
but the
weather.
The guitar was diverted
now,
too.
The thing is that there has been an exception made. There was like months ago that part of the FAA Modernization and Reform Act. Of early in 2012, musicians are allowed, if they so choose, to purchase a second seat and keep their instrument with them on the plane, like in that seat, strapped into that seat. The reason for that is because instruments cost a freaking buttload of money, decent ones. For some reason, the airline that he was, Delta, staffers would not let him take his thing on the plane, even though he'd purchased a seat. They made him check his guitar. When he got off the plane and they were at baggage check, he said, I had a bad feeling. So he took out his phone and started filming because his guitar was not coming out of the baggage check area. They heard a screeching and metal on metal sound.
Oh,
it
no.
It was his guitar caught in the gears of the little thing that pushes the bags.
Oh, no.
There was about $2,000 worth of damage done to the guitar.
Ugh.
Shows you how much the guitar was worth.
The guitar was actually hefty enough. It bent a steel I-beam inside the mechanism.
Gibson, baby.
Yeah.
When they finally
Choice of
extricated
Ted Nugent.
It. Now, interestingly enough, Delta gets the raspberry of the week because Delta still is not paying for the damage. Will not even acknowledge that they damaged the guitar after they wouldn't let him take it on the plane even though he'd purchased a seat for it, which he is allowed to do by law.
Lawsuit.
I think so. I think he should.
Good to go.
Now, let's see. Okay, now this might be... Now, it doesn't say that the guy, that the person who made the amends was in the program, but it sounds kind of like an amends kind of programmy thing to me.
Hi, my name is Earl.
In Portland, Oregon, Margot Riphagen...
Dude, that's a perfect name for an alcoholic. Riphagen.
When she was 16 years old, she had a party at her house, and a bunch of her friends came and everything. When the party was over, a few weeks later, they realized that several pieces of jewelry were missing from their home. Some of the pieces that were missing were wedding rings from their grandparents.
Ooh.
They were never returned. They were never found. Last week, The rings came in a special package, an insured package, in the mail with a letter of apology from the boy who had taken them during that party, who said, I've been doing a lot of soul searching and cleaning out of things in my life, and found the rings that he had never sold. He didn't know how to fence them. He took them on a whim.
That was a ninth step.
And returned the rings with a letter of apology.
Awesome.
16 years later.
Where are the rings you took from me, you bastard?
Good job.
He hawked them. But, you know, so it doesn't say that it was a ninth step, or it doesn't say that, but it sounds like that kind of a thing to me. So good on him. Let's see.
I stole a ring from my mom once. Turned out it was her engagement ring. And I'm like, you know, the thing was like, I can't believe you took my engagement ring. I'm like, I can't believe you weren't wearing it. When there was a ring in the jewelry box, I would have never guessed it was either your wedding or your engagement ring, because normally you would wear those. And now listen to that. How's that for a justification?
Makes sense.
I'm like,
to me.
You know, how would I know? You should have been wearing it. You know, if you had been wearing it, I couldn't have stole it. I would have found a way, yeah.
And now we go into the realm of, we're about to get ridiculous in this country.
Oh, good.
In Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, a 5-year-old kindergarten girl was suspended from school for 10 days. The school has labeled the girl a terrorist threat. Because
how old is this girl?
5 years old.
5 years old.
So she can stay home.
All 5-year-olds are terrorists. Didn't you know that?
She said she told another little girl that after school she was going to shoot her with her bubble gun.
She's a terrorist.
She has a bubble, you know, one of those little plastic guns that makes the bubbles.
Of course.
I didn't copy the whole story, but apparently the kids had been talking about having a bubble fight. And a teacher overheard her saying, I'm going to shoot you with my bubble gun. And the teacher then whipped her out of the classroom, took her down to the principal's office, and she was labeled a terrorist threat and suspended for 10 days.
So she can go home and play with her bubble gun for 10
now
days.
Well, no, exactly.
Terrorize her parents.
This is a little overreaction to school shootings is what it is.
Just a little bit of an overreaction, you think? Yikes. The parents are protesting this.
Are we going to have to register our bubble guns now?
Apparently.
We'll have to have, the 5-year-olds will have to have a psychiatric evaluation before they can now get a bubble gun?
Strip search.
Okay, and that, on that ridiculous note, that is the end of the boozy news.
Oops, I messed that one up.
You guys are fired.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the new way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back. Welcome back, Marty.
I'm glad I'm here.
Welcome back, Shelly.
Hi.
To the show that never ends.
Welcome all my friends to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Next line, Shelly?
I don't know.
Nobody knows the next line. Marty might. You know the next line?
No. Not on the top of my head.
I remember the whole time I was in like high school, I always knew the first line. You know, because what did you need to know more than to the show that never ends?
Yeah. You didn't need to know anymore. It's like in a Gotta DeVita.
In a Gotta DeVita, baby. Yeah, that's the only part of the song I know. You know what the Inagata DeVito was an important song for? DJs that needed to go to the bathroom.
Yes, because it was like what, 9 minutes or something.
Everything
like
else done in that time period was like Beatles, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And Inagata DeVito was like 13 minutes. You could go take a crap if you had to.
You know why popular songs for a very, very long time were almost all of them, if you look at them, they're somewhere between 2 minutes, 15 seconds and 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Because
why?
Radio stations wouldn't play songs longer than that.
And then the Beatles came along.
And then, yes, and then messed
up. Ruined everything.
So we have a topic, Marty.
Yes, we do.
I should ask Shelley what it was, because she never knows the topic.
Program hopping.
Oh, my God.
Good
hop,
job.
Hop, hoppity, hop, hop, hoppity.
Wow.
What's no, what's there's an Easter song about the bunny?
Here
Easter
comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Hippity hopping, Easter
song.
That
sounds like
way.
Something that Gene Autry would have said. Was it Gene Autry?
Heck if could I have know.
Been. Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping. It sounds like something a country guy would sing. I'm sure it's sure as shit it wasn't Johnny Cash. An Easter bunny named Sue. Marty, program hopping. You came up with this. How do you want to tackle this? How'd it come up?
Well, it came up because I do it. I do it on a regular basis.
Me too.
I normally frequent Cocaine Anonymous, even though we don't speak for them. I have a brother that frequents Narcotics Anonymous. I have two sisters that frequent Alcoholics Anonymous.
We definitely don't speak for NARA.
And I go to all of those meetings with them too. It's exciting.
Now, see, I've always done that as well. I've gone to I've been to Crystal Meth Anonymous a couple of times. I haven't gone that very much. There's not very many of them around.
I have.
I've been to lots of Narcotics Anonymous, probably mostly AA, lots of Narcotics Anonymous, probably second most CA. And I've always done that. I mean, because to me, kind of program. I've always done it. But there are definitely people that are like completely against that.
Yes.
Hardcore. You
know, very vociferous about it.
There's people that are like purists from some fellowship. They're like, this is the only fellowship. You just go to this one. And I'm always like, any port in a storm. You know, like I went to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting once because I needed a meeting. I was in Vegas. And I asked a guy, well, matter of fact, I asked the concierge, do you know where there's a meeting? A 12-step meeting. And the guy goes, oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking, he's assuming it's Gamblers Anonymous because I'm in a casino, right? He sends me to a meeting. I go in there, and it's Gamblers Anonymous. I'm like, my name's Bruce. I'm an alcoholic, and I really need to share. And they're like, yeah, go ahead, man. Most of us are alcoholics anyway. And they were, like, so low-key about it. It was, like, completely okay.
They're open-minded. That's what we're supposed to be, no matter what program we're in. Yeah. I sponsor a guy who goes to nothing but NA meetings. And honestly, I've never read their book.
I have.
And
I've read most of it.
One of his friends say, how can he sponsor you? And I just told him, I'll sponsor you because we're just going to work steps. Steps are all the same no matter what program you're in.
Exactly.
And
that's the thing, you know, it's not, the steps aren't any different. Shelly's a hopper.
I don't even tell him to read the big book. Read your book and then we'll talk about the steps. I don't care what you read. Because you're just going to work the same steps I work.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Marty tells guys, you know what? Just go ahead and write your own steps. Work the steps you want in the order you choose.
Just like the guys at the brick house. I let them. They test them. I let them test themselves, and let me know how the test came out.
Yeah, a negative.
Yeah, always negative.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say negative. They're like, no, really. I had a poppy seed donut today, or poppy seed muffin. Shelly.
Yes.
You program hop.
Yes,
and
I do.
You're an alcoholic.
I only drank alcohol. I didn't do any street drugs or anything like that.
She doesn't like the pure alcoholic.
I don't like the term pure alcoholic. It makes me sound holier than thou when we're really all just the same thing.
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm looking at the group of people that are in the studio right now. You are holier than us.
And what makes you say that?
First of all, you go to church religiously and you sing in the choir.
That doesn't mean Jack.
Which none of us do.
All that means is that I find comfort and spiritual healing in a corporal worship sort of environment.
I find
Other people don't.
I find comfort and healing in Ted Nugent.
Okay, there are
he's not exactly the most holier-than-thou kind of person.
There are people that walk out on their front lawns, behold the glory of nature, and they're at church. There are people that go to museums, and they call that my church, because they get spiritual fulfillment from art. I mean,
there could be people like that. You haven't named me in that group yet, but...
That's another topic.
Yeah, that's a whole... About whom a whole chapter could be written.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'm still waiting for my chapter.
That's manic depressive.
I know, I'm still waiting for my chapter. No, I program hop. I went to... I actually went to a women's NA meeting fairly religiously. I mean, I was the coffee maker for like 6 months. And it was a great experience. I loved that meeting. But I wouldn't... You know, like you sponsor a guy in NA, but you don't read their book or anything. I was asked to sponsor somebody in NA, and I told them no, because... They do that whole workbook thing, and they've got – and yeah, I've read most of the NA big book, or NA text, basic text,
basic
that's what
text.
They call it. But I don't feel comfortable enough to do that workbook thing with them or go through that whole thing. And if I think that if you want to do that, if NA is the program, the fellowship that you want to do, then you should find somebody who's conversant with that. But that's just my opinion. That's not – you know, that doesn't mean crap.
And sorry. Go ahead.
But you know, I'm an alcoholic, but I actually am more comfortable in CA meetings because I'm really not altogether down with the singleness of purpose thing.
Those alcoholics are too damn serious anyway.
Well, I was going to make mention about the basic text. You know, the workbook, you know, the step study workbook that many, not everyone in NA, but many people in NA use. You know what? There are those in AA as well. And you know what? Not everyone does them. You know, I mean, it's like there's people that will be their big book thumpers. That's it. It's big book. When, in fact, there's a 12 and 12 steps, 12 traditions. But not everyone does 12 steps, 12 traditions. Not everyone does only big book. I think that in, you know, I'd sponsor someone in NA, and I've never worked the NA booklet. I've gone through the booklet with other people before, but I've never done it that way myself. But I don't know that that necessarily prohibits you from working with it. You probably learn, like I've learned more about myself working with someone else through that, going, oh, I never thought about that before.
I tend to, I mean, I've only had a couple of sponsees that got that far, but
she killed all the other ones.
I killed off all the other ones. I tend to hew as close as possible to the big book. Not so much the 12 and 12. I mean, we'll read them. We'll read the chapters out of the 12 and 12 as we go through the steps. But when it comes to doing the work, I'm sticking with the big book because that's the original instructions. And because when you do that, it keeps it really, really, really simple. I would rather go as simple as possible.
I took a cake at an NA meeting the other day and somebody said, oh, where do you go to meetings? I go, well, I go to other fellowships, AA, CA. And they said, oh, AA, the grandfather group. At least I think that was great that they acknowledged.
Did you go to an NA meeting and tell them you were sober?
No, I did not use the word sober. I used the word clean and addict. I was very careful. Oh, and recovery. I don't like being yelled at.
Yeah, I heard a guy, I went to an NA meeting and I heard a guy and he's, you know, his kid's in there and he says he's an alcoholic addict, which immediately was like, you kind of hear this, ooh, across the room. And you know, and he said he was sober. And, you know, and this next guy that shared, like, kind of like berated the guy about it. And I shared after that and I'm like, really? I go, I'm Bruce, I'm an alcoholic addict. And I said, you know, if the biggest thing I have to bitch about today... And I threw it both ways. I said, is because someone says sober in an NA meeting or someone says they're an alcoholic addict or says they're clean in an AA meeting? I'm like, if that's my biggest worry today, my life's pretty effing good, you know. Now, program hopping, there's also, like, the other programs. Like, I sponsored a guy who was an alcoholic addict, and you know what? He had a gambling issue. And in that, even though I know it's the same 12 steps, this kind of goes to what Shelley was saying, I told him to go to GA and get a GA sponsor for that. Because even though I know that the feelings are kind of the same and everything, I think that there's probably some things that are specific to gamblers, just like there's some things that might be specific to overeaters or shoppers or porn addicts or whatever, where even though the feelings may be the same, you want someone that you really can relate to. Like, he talked to me about gambling, and some of the stuff he was saying, he was like speaking Greek to me. I'm like, I don't know what the twin trifecta is, you know? I know he won one once.
The twin trifecta?
Twin trifecta.
It's a horse race thing.
Yeah, it's some kind of horse race.
Twin trifecta. So wouldn't that be six things?
But it is something like that. You have to pick, like, a certain number of winners in a certain number of races, and if you hit it, it's worth a lot. And I had this guy almost convinced to go to Gamblers Anonymous. I mean, I said, dude, you need to go. You've been spending your rent money. Yeah, you've been spending your rent money. You've been doing all this. You know, you really need to go to GA. You really need to go. And he goes, well, I'm going to go to the track one more time.
Is that Blake
like,
we're talking
I'm
about?
I'm like, yeah, that's like going to get dope one more time. He goes to the track. He hits a twin trifecta for $13,000. Suddenly, he didn't have a problem anymore.
Of course not.
Because you don't have a problem when you're winning. But, you know, I couldn't get him to program hop, and I tried to.
You know, I go to another 12-step program.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Stop, because Marty has to go now. We only allow purists here.
I go to whatever 12-step program that I need to go to take care of my life and make my life better. And the other 12-step program I go to has given me lots of spiritual growth.
Yeah.
Because of the 12 steps. Regardless of my substance of choice.
Should be able to go to Al-Anon and get the same kind of thing. I mean, you know, you should be able to go to any of them.
Well, there's actually a 12 Steps for Christians. There's a book at the library about that. And it's literally just, it's basically the 12 Steps for normal people that don't have a substance abuse problem, but they want their lives to be better.
Well, there's also literature for Celebrate Recovery. Now, I will tell you, when I went to Celebrate Recovery, because I went with one of my sponsees, the only issue I had with that is it kind of everyone was in the same room. And I don't mean that in a bad way because, you know, God should be able to cure everyone and, you know, their problems. But I felt kind of strange when I'm an alcoholic and the guy next to me is a compulsive shopper and the guy next to him is a porn addict, the guy next to him is a heroin addict, because I really got the impression that maybe the porn addict might not say things to a compulsive shopper that he might say to other porn addicts, which kind of made me feel like you might feel a little separated. Plus, no one wants to hold the porn addict's right hand for the prayer.
Unless he's left-handed,
then no one wants to hold his left hand for the prayer.
Give me a break.
Cross it. You know, the other CMA, Chronic Masturbators Anonymous, they don't even want to hold anybody's hand in their prayer. They do that bump elbows thing.
You are rude. What gets me about the program hopping thing is because I don't care about it. You want whatever program you want to go to. I mean, I go to AA and CA. I'm fine with that, but I prefer CA. For me, I think it's a little more welcoming, and I have issues with the singleness of purpose in AA because it just doesn't seem to work very well. but
I have disagree. It's been working for 75 years pretty well.
No. Yeah, it has. I think there's going to come a time when it doesn't. And I'm not sure that AA is going to be willing to take the whole cross addiction thing on board.
Well, they never really did, though. I mean, back in the 60s and you know, the early 60s, or it might have even been the late 50s, that's where NA came from. They said, you know what? There's a lot of guys doing dope. You guys should have a dope fellowship.
So, anyway. But when I'm online, a lot of times, especially, this is especially rampant in online fellowship groups, and I've been in dozens of them, and I drop most of them because they drive me crazy, because everybody's argues over stupid crap. People get really up in arms about, what did the one guy call a step whore? Called this girl a step whore because she wouldn't go to one fellowship. She wouldn't pick one. She went to all of them. You're just a step whore. I'm like, what does that mean?
Wow, because I'm thinking step whore is someone that just is all about the steps. Whore is all about coke, a step whore would be like about steps.
He made it really derogatory, like she was like whoring herself out to all these fellowships looking for approval or something. And that wasn't her point at all. Her point was that like us, you know, like you said, Bruce, any port in a storm. She said, I go where the meeting is that day, and if it doesn't happen to be AA, it happens to be something else, I'll go to a different meeting.
We've talked about that a bunch of times, like where we went to these small areas. And Marty's done a lot of traveling. You go to these small areas where there's not a lot of meetings. And, you know, if you're a heroin addict and you live in the boonies, I guarantee it's going to be easier to find an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting than a Narcotics Anonymous meeting in most cases. You know, because there's more AA than any other fellowship. And it's like, if you're in an area and there's one NA meeting a week, and I'm a heroin addict, I'm going to go to AA meetings too.
Yep.
Because they're there and you can find them and you can go. If you're a cocaine addict in a lot of areas and you would like CA, the areas where we went up in Northern California, there was no CA meetings in that area, not in the Highway 49. You know, if you went into Fresno, there was, but not in the boonies.
Well, I had an acquaintance that I had online actually was talking about the fact that he's a meth addict. And in the area, he lives in upstate New York. In the area he was in, there was one CMA meeting, Crystal Meth Anonymous, and the rest of the ones that he could reasonably get to were all AA meetings. So you would go to the CMA meeting, which was a new meeting, and he said the problem is that half the meeting was out in the parking lot scoring meth.
Great
because
meeting.
They're all, you know, most of the people in the meeting are newcomers. There weren't a lot of people there that had actually worked the steps. And he was like, I'm trying to stop doing this. And he'd walk through the parking lot and there are guys out in the parking lot holding.
Can I go score some meth at a CMA meeting?
He program hopped. He went over to AA because he had to be somewhere where he could be serious about his recovery. And he was focused on working the steps. And he got a rash of crap for that, too.
One time when I was in Bishop, California. Went to
a big town.
NA meeting, and they were reading out of the big book out loud during the NA meeting, which really surprised me.
That is surprising.
People were recovering.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Shelley?
Yes?
What would your final words on meeting hopping
are
be?
Are we to that time? Oh,
yeah.
My final words about meeting hopping? Well, you know what? Stick a little bunny tail on me, and I'll just hop along to any meeting I can get to. Hippity hoppity.
Stick a little bunny tail on you, and you can hop right into the bedroom.
I will hop my way down the recovery trail.
Here comes Shelly Cottontail, hopping down recovery trail.
Hippity hoppity.
Recovery's on its
way.
There you go. Marty, what would your final words on meeting hopping
be? I'm not exactly firing today.
I should say program hopping.
My final words on program hopping are, we said it already once, I'll say it again, I'll go wherever I need to go to get my recovery, because I don't want to get loaded again. I don't want to drink again. I don't want to use any kind of thing, any mind-altering substances ever again.
That's true. My final words would be something I said earlier, really, which is, any port in a storm. I am going to put in a good word for Narcotics Anonymous here, though, because I got to tell you, if I was a Narcotics Anonymous sort of a purist or that was all I wanted to do, I got to think that I'd be a little pissed right about now, because cocaine's a narcotic, crystal meth's a narcotic, pills are narcotics, and now suddenly there's all these other meetings, and it's like, hey, we are the drug fellowship. Why are all the druggies now starting in the room? It's not like in AA we have Wine Anonymous and Beer Anonymous and Hard Alcohol Anonymous.
Zima
but
Anonymous.
Yet in the drug world, suddenly there's Cocaine Anonymous, there's
Anonymous.
Crystal Meth Anonymous, there's Pills Anonymous.
Marijuana Anonymous.
That's not a narcotic. But I'll tell you what would piss me off.
It's not a narcotic.
What would piss me off in NA? There's now Heroin Anonymous.
Ooh.
Really? It's like, what's going to be left at NA if, like, all the other drug guys... I mean, what's going to be left there?
Rockstar drinkers.
Klonopan Anonymous? Rockstar drinkers.
There you go. Monster Anonymous.
Yeah.
Monster Anonymous. So, Shelley.
Yes?
Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. And if you are on Facebook, you can go to the number 12 and the word Step Gazette. Click on the 12-Step Gazette group and join us there for some lively conversations. Although I haven't been on there in the last couple of weeks. I've been a little distracted. So I should get back to it.
Marty.
Yes.
Someone's listening to the show.
on recovery101.net?
Well, that's where we'd like them to listen, is recovery101.net.
Or if they're on iTunes or Podomatic?
Well, wherever you hear it is good by us, but it would be really nice if you joined recovery101.net.
And you go to recovery101.net, and while you're listening to the show, there's a like button. You can click on that.
No, you will click on
you
that.
You will click on that. And after you click on that and like it, if you're not a member, they will ask you to become a member. It's real simple. It's free and fun.
For free and for fun, baby.
And once you become a member, you can start posting comments and give us topics for our show, because we do need topics still. We can't do it all. Please help us.
Yeah, we really need topics.
Yeah, please help us. Oh, I didn't mention it earlier in the show. Don't forget, we haven't gotten a single submission of this yet. Recovery Idol. We need a couple more jingles to put into the gene pool of jingles. The jingle gene pool. It's got to be, it can be, you can be singing a cappella. You can play it on your kazoo. You know, whatever you think. It's got to have Recovery 101, Recovery 101 or Recovery 101 Radio in the jingle somewhere. If you want to put the show host names in, that would be the normal show host. It'd be funny if it said, with Shelley, Mark, and Bruce, and sometimes Marty.
That'd
be awesome.
You know, you could record that, send it into us on an MP3 to our email address, which is recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook.
You said Forthlath.
Forthlath. Forthlath. Or Recovery 101, wait, oh, or Recovery 101 Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
I wore that shirt you gave me the other day to a CA meeting.
Good.
He brought me one from Scotland. It said Rule 62 on the front, and I don't take myself too damn seriously on the back. Love that. Those are the videos. Yes. Shelley?
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
Booby Trap.
I love the name of that band. Booby Trap. You can look them up on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you look up Booby Trap the band or Booby Trap music. Yeah. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
Don't drink wine.
And take care of you.